Uganda's coffee industry, a major contributor to the national economy and the livelihoods of millions, faces both unprecedented opportunities and challenges as the European Union's deforestation regulation deadline approaches this December, according to James Mohanji, the general manager of Rubanga Coffee Cooperative. The EU deforestation regulation entering into force on 30th December 2026 and 30th June 2027 for small enterprises bans the sale or export of products linked to deforestation or forest degradation. It covers cattle, cocoa, coffee, oil, rubber, soya and wood, requiring rigorous traceability and geolocated deforestation-free certification. Speaking during an interview, Mohanji highlighted the critical role coffee plays in Uganda's economy. He noted that the EUDR, which requires traceability and deforestation compliance verification for all coffee exported to Europe, presents a significant cost challenge for producers. According to Mohanji, approximately 70% of Uganda's coffee is exported to the European market, making compliance with this essential for sustaining access to its lucrative market. Mohanji also praised government efforts to promote coffee value addition. He further stressed that the strategic importance of coffee for Uganda, noting that it remains one of the country's major cash crops, contributing significantly to the economy and improving the livelihoods of millions of Ugandans.